Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Are you considering selling your home, or maybe you're a first-time buyer and you're wondering, what should I do? Should I hang on? Should I buy now? Well, one of the things that has been a weird anomaly of this pandemic is that the property prices have gone up, where people might have thought that they've gone down. And on the line, just to talk to us a little bit about how it's all been going in the property market and advice on if you're doing a virtual house viewing, we have Claire Connolly of Claire Connolly Estate Agents. Claire, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, and thanks so much, Wendy, and thank you for having me on.
So what has the housing market been like during this pandemic the last year, Claire?
Oh, Lord, Wendy, where to start? Well, I can tell you, I mean, I had a 20-year career in pharmaceutical, and I didn't think I'd actually have another career now where I experienced something like this. It's just been, oh, boy, we've had to literally, a whirlwind, literally adapt overnight, Wendy, bring all our business online, virtual viewings, absolutely everything. Excuse me, in actual fact, estate agents weren't one of the first to bring them online, but it's been very challenging, but we've all adapted very well, I have to say. Just to bring you back to the early stages, 2020, you know, March 2020, we went into lockdown. It was very, property prices were definitely struggling, I would say. You had people losing their jobs, God love them, you know, they were laid off. Reduced hours, they were on the PUP, and of course when you were on the PUP, banks would not lend, understandably. So all the, so many mortgage approvals fell through, sales fell through, and what I was finding, Wendy, back then, in the early days of the pandemic, was that I was negotiating prices between the buyer and the seller, because there was so much on the market then that we were, I was able to, and I was actually giving a reduction of between 5 and 7%. But then as the year progressed, let's say from, we came out in June, finally came out, and then the next few months before we went into October, it was actually predicted that property prices would fall by 12%, but the exact opposite happened, as you just said there. They went up by 6% by the end of the year. And I don't have to tell you, hear it nearly every day in so many news reports, that that was primarily driven, of course, by the shortage of supply. And obviously, and the
demand. it's a supply and demand situation, because the construction was put on hold, so it's pushing prices up. So what does that mean then, Claire, for example, for, you know, someone who is either buying or selling? Do they crack on? Do they put things on hold?
I know. I would say absolutely not, Wendy. Now, if you're thinking of presenting your property to the market, absolutely not. And this, because there is so much that we can do. Sellers may be a little bit nervous in that, oh gosh, look, estate agents can't do physical viewings, should we wait? But there's so much that buyers now can see through the virtual tours, and they're becoming more elaborate all the time, that I would suggest, if they're ready to go, and it is a perfect time to present, this time of the year in particular, it's a perfect time to present your property to the market. And even if prices are going up, if you really do, if you want to get your home, if you have to sell, or if you really want to get your dream home and you have the funds, and remember, after the last 16 months, people now have a lot of cash in their back pocket. They have their deposit ready. If you're ready to go, I would say go for it. Look, if it's your, as you say, your dream home, your forever home, your even your next 10 years, go for it now if you're ready to go. But if I would advise, just for example, if you're a very high-end investor, they're not really going to worry what the market is doing. But if you're, say, a first-time investor coming in, I would say, in this case, I would say, look, maybe hold off, just hold off until, say, maybe early, the middle of 22, because we don't know, Wendy, what's going to happen just yet, obviously. I mean, we have three tiers, as you know, in the economy at the moment, the population. We have those who are not affected, thank God, and they're doing really well. They're able to save. Then you have another cohort where they're, God bless, they're all in the PUP. And then you've got the industries have been totally decimated. My God, the hospitality, the restaurants. So we just don't know what the fallout from that is going to be yet. You know, and when the government cushion is taken away, like, we've been fortunate that it's the lowest borrowing. We've been very fortunate we have to borrow at such a low rate. That's really, really kept us going. But when all that is really pulled out, we just see exactly what's going to happen. Like, you know, when you know, what are unemployment levels going to be like, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to predict yet. I've been surprised, certainly. One family member in our household who sold a house that went so quickly, could believe it. House around the corner, you know, houses seem to be selling. But a lot of it's working, Claire, now with these virtual viewings. How does that work? Yeah. And what's your advice to someone who's going, okay, I'm going to log on and virtually view this house. It's not the same as being there. This is the biggest purchase of my life. And what's your advice as to how to navigate that in the best way?
Yes, and I know it. And as you say, it is the biggest purchase of their lives. So I would just say, Wendy, make sure you can watch the viewing as many times as you like, and jot down any key features, like maybe the flooring. It could be any small little things. You know, can you see Wi-Fi connections as you're going through the rooms? You know, even little things like that. Just jot them all down, or key points that you know that you want to get from that property. And then show it to your friends, show it to your family, just to look, what do you think of this? And then I'd also, without a doubt, check it out on Google Maps. Gives you an idea of the size, the orientation. The orientation is very important. You know, it's lovely if you can have your south or your west orientation. And also, it'll give you an idea of the neighbouring properties. And what, for example, is there anything there? There's a sort of black area at the back of that in Google Maps. What exactly is that? And your estate agent, your estate agent should know all this. And it's our job to know absolutely the property inside out. So don't be afraid to ask the agent, you know, how long has it been on the market? What's the BO rating like? Any issues like, any leak, damp? Does the boiler need to be replaced? Property rewired? And also, I would say, be very careful, Wendy, as well, for apartment sales, because, you know, pre-Celtic Tiger, a lot of them, as we know, they are manifesting a lot of issues now in that fire safety issues, pyrite. Don't be afraid to ask. And actually as well, like, let's say roof might need to be replaced. What is the compensation fund like? What are the service charges like? If the service charges are huge, well, then you know there's going to be, you know, you're going to have a very hefty service charge fee. So don't be afraid to ask the agent. But also I would make sure that you go around, try and do a drive-by. Again, there's nothing, you know, nothing better than that, because you'll see.
Yeah, check out the area, walk around, see what's around there.
Exactly.
It's different pre-pandemic. I remember when we moved house, my father-in-law even knocking on the neighbours' doors, but you can't do that anymore, but at least you can get a sense of the area. About, are people able to, at the moment, under the current restrictions, Claire, make a private appointment? Like, let's say you do your virtual viewing online, then can you go and see the property kind of one-on-one with someone like you?
Well, technically, Wendy, we're not allowed under the current restrictions, and we actually thought that we would be back on the 12th, similar to the construction industry, but it looks like it'll be officially the 4th of May when we are back, all going well. But no, it's not that easy. As I say, we're not allowed to technically, but when a property, the legislation states that we can, when we're sale agreed, when a property is sale agreed at that stage, then we can bring in, and this whole...
So that means someone does a virtual viewing and essentially they have to put their bid in, and when you're sale agreed...
That's technically what they should do, Wendy, and then show full mortgage approval. It's only motivated buyers. This is what's really, I suppose, the virtual tours, it's like... weed it out. As an estate agent, makes it a lot easier for us, because we know that they're motivated buyers, they have their full mortgage approval, they're ready to go, so we can really, really work with them on so many levels. So I would say yes, I would say, sorry, I've just lost my train of thought there.
You're just talking about, in terms of, you do the virtual viewing, you decide, okay, I like the look of it, we really want to move, you put your bid in, and at that point when it goes sale agreed, then you can see the property. That is a difficult thing. I can't imagine it, you know, having to put, but people are doing it, aren't they, Claire?
Well, they shouldn't be, Wendy, but there may be one or two agents out there that are doing that, but we really shouldn't be doing it until we're given the go-ahead from the government, that, you know, after the 4th of May, that we can do this. And I know for a very high-end property, it's virtually impossible to do that. But, you know, we really should wait until then, until we actually can open up safely, and then bring you know, restricted, still obviously keeping your 2 meter distances, like sanitizing, etc.
But
we should really wait till then.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy. I do.
Claire,
take your
just
point.
Finally to ask you, because we've talked about those who might be looking to buy a house and the virtual viewings and all that. But what about someone who's thinking of selling? And again, that's obviously still happening to a certain extent. But is it much more kind of complicated with all we've been talking about and even paperwork? And is it a more arduous process at this time?
No, it's not actually. No, I mean, from the selling firm, no, I mean, everything is done online now. Obviously, you have all your e-signing, etc., online. But it's not any different, Wendy, really, from that point of view. From, you know, I'd be delighted to give anybody any advice that they wanted around the selling area now that we're in COVID. I would be absolutely delighted. But it's not that radically different from when we actually did start off from the selling point of view. If you're talking about the documentation, etc., it's not that different, no. But if people are looking for advice, I'd be delighted to help them.
Well, thanks for joining us on the programme today. That's Claire Connolly from Claire Connolly Estate Agents. And if you want to get in touch with Claire, you can go to her website, which is claireconnolly.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.